Of course, I didn't have them furnished him. I had no. Every time we wanted to put anything away, we just put it upstairs. I did have beds up there in two or three rooms when they'd all get you at one time. They'd sleep up there. But you see, there wasn't any bathroom to this house when it was built.
What about the kitchen? Where was
well, the Well, it was in the slavery time. Now, I was told that the kitchen, slaves had a kitchen out yonder, and the slaves' quarters were around it, and the kitchen was right out in the yard here. And since I've been, since Marla's, in the last 3 years, there was a brick building in the backyard with the old smokehouse, and Marla tore that down. But that was it had a dirt floor and real tall, because where they'd hang up the meat that they would kill to smoke it. I mean, you ever heard of a smokehouse?
Oh, yeah.
But that's,
I haven't seen one.
Yeah, well, you don't see them anymore. Because when I first married, the first one I married, we killed 11 hogs.
Wow.
And the second or third, we killed 11 hogs.
That lasted all winter, didn't it?
Well, yeah, it lay for one year to the other. Just you raise the pigs, and there wasn't anything else to do but kill them.
How many fireplaces? Oh, well, I already asked you that.
Yeah, there's fireplace in every room, upstairs and downstairs. Then, of course, later on, before my husband passed away, we put in gas. See, this was my bedroom.
Okay, what do you call this?
That's just a chimney. Instead of being on the outside of the house, all the chimneys here are built to the inside. And he left that one exposed in the one in yonder because he wanted like a den. In there, you see, there's the same mantle and everything in there. They closed them up. And this room was papered when I lived in it, and that chimney was covered up, and the papering was papered just like the other rooms.
What do you call the place out in front of the fireplace?
Well, he built it up that way. We just never have called it anything but a fireplace. But he built it up.
Well, what do you call the...
The hood?
Yes.
The hearth, the hood. H-E-I-T-H. I wonder if they want Coca-Cola. Do you want Coca-Cola?
Yeah, maybe we should do that now.
Yeah, this is...
All right, what do you call the...
Oh, well,
like in the fireplace there, where the log rests on, what is that?
There's some dog irons in there.
Yeah.
Dog irons and irons.
You use both
work. They do put, see, the models had a fine, they burn wood in that one. Now, when I stayed in here, my husband, when he first year he got up here, he closed that in and burned coal in it. Keep him having to cut wood all the time. And a good many years ago, as soon as we could get gas out here, we had gas.
Did you ever depend on just wood fire?
No, not after 1915. Just had wood fires in every room except this one. And I had coal in here.
Did you ever have a great big one?
Big log.
That would last for a long time?
Oh, not too big. Your andirons wouldn't hold them up. No. My andirons, I ain't got them having them fixed over. I had some brass ones and all that were given to me after I married. But now he built that fireplace up. It was level, just like the others in yonder when, but they wanted it to look more like a den.
This was a bedroom before?
Yeah, this was my bedroom. And it opened into the living room. But the woodwork across the hall in the dining room is the different above the doors of that.
What do you call the black that forms in the chimney?
The what?
The black stuff. What do you call that?
Soot.
Do you ever call anything else?
Huh?
Do you ever call anything?